Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Shin Samach Gimel. We are up to Sif Lamed Aleph, the fourth line on page 450. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Aleph, Od Efshar Lasos Tikun Acher Lamavui Shehu Rochav Esrim Amos. There is another Eitzah that the Mechaber is going to present us with that you can do to fix up a Mavui that is 20 Amos wide. We discussed in last night's shir that you can put a pass, a four Amos board down the middle and split it up into two separate Mavuos. That was Eitzah number one. And now the Mechaber tells us another Eitzah how to fix up this Mavui that is 20 Amos wide. Sheyarchik Shtei Amos Me'akoso. If you start on one end by the wall, you distance yourself two amos, viyasa pas rochav shalosh amos, and then you put a board down that has a width of three amos, viyasa kein gam b'tzad hasheni. You do the same thing on the second side, viyishar pesach rochav eser amos. So basically, what you're doing is like we see in picture number 139. By the opening of the mavui, you leave two amos empty, put a pass, a board, a wall of three amos on both sides, and that way what's left in the middle is 10 amos, which is considered a mavui opening that you could be matir with a korah or a lechi. So you leave over two amos, and then you put a board of three amos on both sides, you have 10 amos in the middle, and you're able to fix it up the way you fix up a regular mavui. And then the Mechaber gives us different scenarios of very similar things. O yarchik ama, or you could distance from the wall one ama, viyasa pas ama umechta, and make a board that's an ama and a half. Viyarchik ama, then distance another ama, viyasa pas ama umechta, and put another board that's an ama and a half. So the total boards on that side will be three amos, and the total space will be two amos. So it's similar to the first case, but instead of one board, it's split into two boards. V'chein yaseh v'tzad hasheni, you do the same thing on the other side, and again, you're left with 10 amos in the middle. O yarchik shtei amos u'shnei tfachim, or you make the space not only two amos, but two amos plus two tfachim. V'yaseh pas shtei amos v'arba tfachim, and then you put a board that is two amos and four tfachim. Again, when you add it up, you will have, again, a total of five amos on each side. V'chein yaseh b'tzad hasheni, and you're left with 10 amos in the middle. V'chein kol kayotze b'zeh, and so too, any similar case that you can set up that you will have considered closed five amos on each side, and you'll have 10 amos open in the middle, that would be a regular mavui that you fix up with a korah or a lechi. Ubelvacha pas yehe yoser al ha'avir shebeino lakosel. The only condition is that whatever board you put there has to be larger than the airspace between it and the wall. Like the first example, the board is three amos, the space between the board and the wall is two amos, so the board is larger than the space. The im lo kein, because if that's not going to be the case, but rather the space is going to be larger than the board, then we're going to say, asi avira da hagiso da hagiso mavatale. Then the airspace that is larger than the board on both sides will come and be mavata the board, and it will not be good. Vitzarach lizar de lo lishbok pischa rabba v'ayil bezuta. One must be careful that he doesn't leave the larger opening and start using the smaller opening. Shem osa kein batal tikun amavui. Because if he starts using the smaller opening, then he has been mevatel, the fixing up of the mavui that he has done. Elo im kein osa tzuras pesach lezuta, unless he made a tzuras pesach on the smaller opening. So says the Mishnah Berurah, siv katan kuf mem hei, viyasa pas rochav shalosh amos. So Eitzah number one that the Mechaber told us in Siv Lamed Aled is you leave two amos empty and put a board of three amos. Dinasa al yidei zeh omeh meruba al haparet shebetzido v'nech shav kesasim. What you've essence have done is you put more closed than open on that side, and we view those whole five amos as if they're closed up. V'af agav de ba'al makaimelon de paretz ko'omed namishari. Even though we paskin in general that closed could be equal to open, you don't need more closed area than open area, like we saw in Simon Shin Samach Beisiv Tes. Shani Hoch, here is different to Paretz Gami Tzarasheni. Because Lemaisa, there is an opening also on the other side of the board. Ubikigon zed deshovin, and in such a case, when the airspace and the board space is equal, amrinan asi avir dahagisu mavatale. Then we would say the airspace on both sides comes and be mavatal. And therefore, since you have the airspace on both sides, we don't want it to be equal on one side, so the board has to be wider than the airspace between the board and the wall. Sevkaton kuf memvav yishar pesach rochav eser amos. So once you do this eitzah of 5 amos, 3 and 2 on one side, and 5 amos, 3 and 2 on the other side, you're left with 10 amos in the middle. Umikomakum tzarech lechi or korah lehatir amavui. You still need, of course, a lechi or korah to be matir the mavui. Now that you made the opening 10 amos. This is not any better than any other mavui that's not more than 10 amos, that must be fixed up by the opening with a lechi akora. All you did was make it able to be like a regular mavui that you could fix up in the regular way. If you are going to use a kora, you're going to do like the diagram 139, it's just going to be over the area of 10 amos. And the same thing is true if you do a lechi, yamido b'rosh ha'eser amos, you're going to put it by the beginning of the 10 amos, not going to be on the side. Because the area between the boards and the walls are mutter anyway, mishum omid merub al haparas, like we said before, it's more closed than open, so we view those 5 amos as if they're closed, you do not need any other tikkun over there. So whatever tikkun you're doing, whether it be a korah or it be a lechi, it has to be in the area of the 10 amma opening. Sivkotan kuf mem zayin after the mechaber gave us 3 examples of how to fix it up. He said, v'chein kol kiyotzi bazeh, or anything similar. What else is the mechaber coming to include with those words? So says the Mishabura Dahainu, Sheyarchik Arba Amos Meakosel. Here's another Eitzah. You can distance the board 4 amos from the wall, Viyasa Pashal Shesh Amos, and make a board that's 6 amos. That way you don't have to do it on both sides, you can do it only on one side. You have Omin Ruba Aparatz, 6 amma board is greater than the 4 amma airspace, and that takes care of 10 amos as if it's closed, and you're left on the other side with a 10 amma opening that can be fixed up with a lechi or korah. Sivkaton kuf memches. The Mechaber then said you have to be careful not to leave off the large opening and use the smaller opening. But just then, we are not concerned that a person is going to leave the large opening and start using the smaller one. There is a chazaka, a person is not going to leave the larger opening and start using the smaller opening. Because if you would start using the smaller opening, through walking through the smaller opening, you are basically nullifying the din of the opening of the larger opening. Upotel halechi or akora hamesukun bo v'nimsa mavu zebelotikun. And that in essence nullifies the lechi or akora that's fixing up the 10 amma opening, and this mavu will be considered having no tikun. Sivkaton kuf nun. Here the Mechaber said, unless you made a tzuras ha-pesach by the smaller opening. So says the Mishabura, ayin b'chadush Rekiveger shemetameya. Rekiveger is wondering about this. May mahani b'mada usa tzuras ha-pesach lazuta. What does it help to make a tzuras ha-pesach by the smaller opening? Acheration is batel toras pesach min ha-gadol. After that's nullifying the din of a pesach from the larger one. V'anocho, and the proper pshat over here is kemosha kasa b'sevet teferes Shmuel shato soferhu. There's a mistake over here in the Mechaber. V'tzarech lomer l'rabba. What it means to say is, unless you have a tzuras ha-pesach by the large opening, v'hashda asi shapir. Now it makes a lot of sense. Da'acharei shenasa tzuras ha-pesach. Once you make a tzuras ha-pesach by the larger opening, lo nisbatel shein pesach b'menu af im lo yelchubo. So there you can nullify the din of a pesach where there is a tzuras ha-pesach by using the smaller opening. So basically, what the Mechaber is saying, based on this adjustment, is you should be careful not to walk through the smaller opening, which would be mevatel the shein pesach in the larger opening, unless the larger opening has a tzuras ha-pesach there. Then we don't mind if you decide to walk through the smaller opening, because that will not cancel the shein pesach from the larger area that is covered by a tzuras ha-pesach. Says the Mechaber, Vaitesiv Lamed Hei. Pas zesha marnu. This board that we've been discussing in Sif Lamed Daled, Sha'usa Kein Lamaid Rochav HaMavui, that you are placing there to make smaller the width of the Mavui, Ain Tzarech Shehei Pas Echad Shalom. It does not have to be one complete solid board. Ela Bekone Kana Pachas Mishlosh Asagi, even if it is small reeds that are within 3 tefachim of each other, that will be fine. The pachos mishlosha kashalim dummy, less than 3 tefachim from each other, we say love it, it's as if it's whole. So it doesn't have to be mamish, a complete board. It could just be piece by piece as long as they are within 3 tefachim of each other. Says the Mishabrus of Katan Kufnan Aleph, within 3 is kashalim dummy, ratzalomer means to say v'alkein, and therefore, Ein shayach lomar bezeh osi avir dahagisu mavatale. It wouldn't be no good to say the airspace on both sides is mavatale because it is considered one large board through lavud. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Lamed Vav. Mavui Sheshava Mitocho. A mavui that is level inside. Umidron or Shesarabim. And then there is a slope. Pirish Mokom Mishupa. There's a sloped area going from the mavui to the Shesarabim. Or the opposite, Sheshavel or Shesarabim. It's level in the Shesarabim. Umidron Lasocha. And it slopes towards the inside of the mavui. So im holechum islaked ma'at ma'at, if it is a gradual incline, ad shem magbia asara mitoch arba amos, that it reaches a height in either direction of 10 tfachim within a span of a distance of 4 amos, harehu ki'ilu zakuf kulu, that's as if it is a standing wall, ve'eino tzarech shum tikun, and you don't need to fix up this mavui on the forward side at all, ubazeh hatel havi kemechitza, because this tel is in essence a mechitza, and you have a fourth wall. Says the Mishaburis, if katan kufnun beiz, umidron l'sharabim, it's slanted towards l'sharabim, meaning, shahoya karka ha-mavui gavoa mikarka rosh sarabim. The first case of the Mechaber is where the ground of the mavui is higher than the ground of the rosh sarabim. V'hutzrech l'shapeya itzel pischo. And you have to slope it down by the opening l'tzad rosh sarabim to get down towards rosh sarabim. Sifkoton kufnum gimel, or the opposite way, sheshovel rosh sarabim, shahoya rosh sarabim gavoa mikarka ha-mavui. The ground of the rosh sarabim was higher than the ground of the mavui. Ukenisas ha-mavui nami min ha-pesach v'lifnim, and also the entrance of the mavui from the pesach inward, gavoa kekarka rosh sarabim. It is also as high as the ground of rosh sarabim. Berochav ama uchatzi ama, over a width of an ama or a half an ama. V'achakach unase midron l'tzad dofen ha-emtzoi, and then it slopes down towards the middle back wall of the mavui. So he said, if that has the proper dimensions, this slope is going to be counted as a wall. Kuf nun dalud shemagbi asara. Ratzalom shema shipua orka arba amos. If the slope has a length of 4 amos, oskvar hugba hakarko lamal asar tfachim, the height already reached a point of 10 tfachim, havik mechitza, that gets the din of a mechitza. Aval, however, im mislakir asar mitoch hamesh amos, but if it only reaches a height of 10 tfachim, over a span of walking 5 amos, kaman delay sadami, it's as if it's not there, vikishar karkadami, it's like any other ground, denicha tashmishte lehiluch, where it's easier to walk, it does not get a din of a tela mislakir of a mechitza. If you have the proper slope, you do not need any other tikkun. The oso gova shebetzara pesach, that height by the side of the opening, havelei mechitza, that gets the din of a mechitza, afal piyushum mishapea v'holech, even though it is on a slope. Vezeu shemesayim rama ubaze hatel, and that's what the rama means when he ends off and he says, ubaze hatel havi kemechitza. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Kufnun Vav, ubaze hatel, the lashon of the rama, v'im kol ha'ir mukefes tel. Let's say you have a city that is surrounded by a mound, and it has the proper dimensions of a telem eslaki that reaches a height of 10 tfachim over a span of walking 4 amos. So it's a good wall. V'achakach bonu babatim, and only afterwards you built houses inside Usr. You're not allowed to carry in there. Delo have mukaf adira. Since this tel was there naturally, it's not considered hukaf adira when you built the houses afterwards. O kamosha kasav simin shinun chesebez. V'ayin shom sevches da'afilu bonu mechitos gavo asara. Ala tel omahani, we learned over there. Even if you build up on the tail a wall that's 10 tfachim, it will not help it make a hukah fadira, because lemaisa, it is ready hukah from the tail, and the tail remains, and therefore building up is not going to help you. However, if this mound was less than 10 tfachim, v'hishlim ad asar tfachim, and you were mashlim to make it a wall 10 tfachim, mahani, that does help. Tezeh hakef havei mukav adira. You have just made this hakef hakef adira. Denasa achar shenivne ha'ir, and this hakef of 10 tfachim is being completed after the city is built, and therefore it's considered mukav adira, and it is fine. V'al kain, therefore, yochol asakin, you're able to fix up a regular case of the mound that was not hukav adira. Afilim hoya hatel sabav ha'ir kulo. Even if the mound was around the whole city, and it was 10 tfachim mitchila, so it's not hukav adira, there's a very easy way to fix it. Tehainu sheyivchos me'atel b'shetach yoser me'aser amos. You should just lower the mound over a span of 10 amos, berochav, of width, ad shelo yeh begov asar tfachim. Just lower it a little bit below 10 tfachim over a width of 10 amos. And then it's as if the wall has a pirtza, it has a break in the wall. V'achakach yashlim zeh ashir. And then all you have to do is rebuild it to 10 tfachim to make the opening less than 10 amos, ubazeh mahani, and that helps. Kedle'el besimen shinun ches siv beis ayin sham. Finally, siv katan kufnan zayin kemechitza. We said this tail by the entrance of the mavui counts as a mechitza if it has the right dimensions. Vim yesh saviv ha'ir, back to the city. If you have around the city, choritz amok asar tfachim, instead of having a mound, you have a ditch that is 10 tfachim deep, v'rochav arba tfachim, has a width of 4 tfachim, tahavei kemechitza, which gets the din of a mechitza, v'nistam hechoritz al yidei ofer utzroros, and then this ditch gets filled up with dirt or rocks, im ein hastima ola biyoser me'eser amos, if the place where it got filled in, and now it's less than 10 tfachim, is over an area of more than 10 amos, harehu kepesach ve'eno oser. Sorry, if the steam is not over an area of more than 10 amos, then it's not a pirza, it's simply going to be a pesach, and it will not aser. Aval im hu yoser me aser amos, but if this filled area that's less than 10 tfachim covers a span of a width of more than 10 amos, hareyu kepirza, that would be a pirza, and that would be as if there is no wall around the city, and that completes Simen Shin Samach Gimel. Emirz Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the new Simen Shin Samach Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.